The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL Fan Festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen. Named one of the best personal finance podcasts, The Stacking Benjamin Show with Joe and his friends makes financial literacy fun.
Work hard and save your money. That way, when you're old like me, you can buy the things that only young people can enjoy.
Squirrel watching.
You heard it here first. Get yourself a squirrel cam. Spend $30 a month on nuts, and you'll be at early retirement before you know it.
No, Piggy, this is the road to a podcast nobody listens to.
Find out more by searching The Stacking Benjamins podcast wherever you listen.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Kevin Millar, we're all paying rent in Ohtani's world, right?
And the Dodgers world. Game is healthy. Game is good. And, you know, I get asked a lot, is that good for baseball? Yeah, it's good for baseball. This is definitely the team to beat, because that should be your next question, Richie, is this World Series a bust for the Dodgers and Dave Roberts?
Hell yeah. Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Yeah, boy, you have joined us on a beautiful Wednesday morning where we are talking about rain out of the picture and a high of 57 later today. Is it going to be nice, or as nice as one can expect a day that is January the 25th of 2023 to be? You know, could be worse, could be raining still, could be cold, could be ugly. We've had snow and ice on days like this in the past. So,
oh,
hey,
yes.
Thank you, global climate change.
Smile that it is the way that it is this morning.
Write a letter of thanks to Al Gore if you get the opportunity.
I'm giving Al Gore credit for zero.
Well, he invented the internet. What are you talking about? Come on, man. You got to give him some props here. We got a backup on 65 northbound. What's the story there?
Yeah, we got some eyes on it right now. One of the Algo cameras I'm looking at. If you're 65 headed northbound, just at the Valleydale Road exit, get over to the right, because that's how you're going to get through. It was one lane. Now it looks like there are two lane opens, but the accident is on those inside lanes. We've got crews on scene. We've got a fire truck there, a couple of police officers, and it looks like at least three vehicles involved in that. 65 northbound at Valleydale Road. It is backed up. But again, two lanes open, and maybe they'll get this cleared up pretty soon, and things will be flowing through there a little bit better.
We shall attempt to keep you entertained in the meantime. Portions of today's show brought to you by Way to Wellness. Yesterday, I put on a pair and wore a pair of pants all day that I've not worn since last, I think.
You wore pants all day.
August. I know. Can you believe it? That's pretty rare.
That's awesome.
Usually,
Richard,
by the time I get home, I'm just like, these have to go.
Glad
but
you're keeping
actually,
your pants on. That's
I
good.
Wore them all day. And, you know, the reason I stopped wearing them wasn't because they didn't fit. It's because they were very uncomfortable. They did fit, but they were tight, you know? And I was like, I don't want to do this anymore. So the fact that I was able to put them on and wear them yesterday and not be uncomfortable, well, that's an ode to Way to Wellness. Way to Wellness made that happen for me. You're eating five or six times a day. You don't have to sign any long-term contract. You get on it when you want to. You get off of it when you want to. Maintenance is always free, which is very cool. And they're going to help you get to that goal weight. You may have the want to. You may have said at the beginning of the year, I'm going to lose the weight. And here you are 3 weeks in, and you're going, I can't seem to get anything off. I don't understand it. They will get the weight off of you. That is what they do at Way to Wellness. You can find them at aplanforme.com, aplanforme.com, or give them a call at 994-2393. Normally, you would hear a big whoosh thing and, you know, three things you need to know today, but...
Here, Steve, I'll just do it for you, Richard.
Steve
ready?
Just got up and walked out of the
Here
room.
Here are three things you need to know today.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Steve is shirking his responsibilities.
I don't even get paid to do that, but I'm happy to do it for you.
You get paid enough. Classified docs are just breaking out everywhere. They're at the Pence home in Indiana now. Yeah, apparently when they packed up the VP's office and sent his stuff to his house, he didn't bother to open the boxes immediately and take a look.
Nope.
And so once this whole document, classified document thing started happening with Biden, he went, I wonder if there's any, there they are. Called up the FBI. Somebody come get these. I've got some classified documents.
It's just so willy-nilly the way the whole thing happened with Joe Biden, that he had these documents. He's had some of these documents, what, 6-7 years?
15 years.
From when he was VP, he had some, and then back when he was a senator.
Exactly.
There were some. I'm like,
think about this. It's been 2 years since he was nothing. Then there were 4 years when he was nothing. Then there were 8 years when he was VP. If you add all of that up, you get 14 years. So some of these documents go back to when he was a senator 15, 16 years ago. Good Lord. Senators are not allowed to take classified documents home with them.
They're supposed to stay right wherever they pick them up and look at them. And they set them back down. That's where they remain.
You don't touch them.
No.
No touchy the documents.
You touch, read, and put them right back down where you found them.
So now we got Trump with the classified documents. He was president. He can declassify things if he wants to. They were all in one place. They were all safe. They were being guarded by the Secret Service. We got Biden with classified documents. He expresses shock. I'm shocked to find. I was surprised. That's not better. It's not better that you had classified documents.
So
in a couple of places.
You didn't even know you had them in your possession. Yeah.
That's not okay.
What?
I really had no idea that this was happening. That seems, let's put it this way. If he were an SEC football coach, the NCAA would ding him for lack of institutional control.
There's a good one.
There's a term everybody can understand, right?
Got it. Yeah, put it in football language. We got this.
Mm-hmm. And now we got Pence, who says, I just opened this box and found these. Should have probably looked a little earlier. But I understand. I mean, sometimes when you move, you don't open the boxes right away. I mean, for a long time, I had my end table in a box, and I just actually put the box at the end of the sofa and just used it as an end table.
In the box.
I was like, there's
good.
No need to dig out
that
of the box.
Happens.
It works just fine.
Yeah, he was sent these boxes and maybe they didn't say they're classified documents or that they're even documents.
Yeah.
They're just, here's some boxes of stuff that was from your office, and here you go. And he put it up in the attic of the house or wherever.
What did he think was in there, like stuffed animals?
I'd be curious, I'll tell you that. I would open it probably and look in it. But
if somebody
said these are just, this is some paperwork that came from your desk drawer or whatever, here, he's probably like, I don't really know.
Okay.
I'm not worried about it.
I'm not VP anymore, so I don't have to think about that. This is all a commonless problem now. But, they wouldn't have marked them as classified documents and sent them FedEx. That seems like a bad idea. Joe Biden once again calling for an assault weapons ban after 3 recent mass shootings. The problem here, of course, is, A, no one can define what a, quote, assault weapon is, end quote. People are throwing around fast and loose numbers. Oh, there's been 24 mass shootings this year. There's been 39 mass shootings this year. There's been 22 mass shootings. There's been 47 mass shootings this year. Everyone uses a different definition for what qualifies as a mass shooting, okay? And, you can't ban something when you can't define it. That's for starters. Secondly, no matter how you define it, in most cases, the idea of an assault weapon means a long gun, a rifle of some kind, usually an AR-15 or a Bushmaster XM or something
of that
nature.
Now you've coupled in a lot of different weapons together.
In 2 of these mass shootings, pistols were used.
Yes.
There may have been a larger magazine on one of them, but dropping and reloading a mag takes literally
take
a split second.
There's some magazines now, they hold up to 17 or more bullets for the gun that's normal.
Exactly.
That's how the gun is made.
Yeah.
You're going to cut that off, or you're going to say, well, you're going to limit it to only 10 bullets? The magazine's going to only hold 10 or 11?
That's what they want to do. They're like, no more than 10, less than 10. Got to be 9. Okay.
This is that
slow. So I'll just bring 3 in there.
This is that slow roll again. Let's take away the assault weapons, whatever you want to define it, and then we're going to, you can only have a magazine that holds X amount of bullets in it. Really, where does this stop?
What people love to talk about self-defense, when it comes to the Second Amendment. We have the right to defend ourselves. What the Second Amendment is actually intended for is, of course, the ability to stave off a tyrannical government. If the government gets tyrannical, you need to be in a position. And, Joe Biden loves to, we've got nuclear weapons. We've got F-15s. you're not going to use nuclear weapons on the American people. And living proof, Russia had nuclear weapons. They went into Afghanistan. Did they drop a nuke on Afghanistan?
No.
You know why? Because they wanted Afghanistan. They weren't going to nuke it. They weren't going to radiate it. You know how they got beaten back? Basically, AR-15s. Mm-hmm. Basically, it was military-grade rifles, which AR-15s are not, by the way, that the Mujahideen used to drive the Soviets out. So, yeah, most fighting is going to happen on the ground with that kind of weapon, maybe the occasional rocket launcher. 95% of the fighting that's taking place in Ukraine right now is being done that way. The other 5% is being done with tanks and planes. So don't tell me this nonsense about how they have nukes and they have F-15s. They're not going to use those on the American people because all of the American people won't be rising up. Some will be cowering and hiding behind something and trying to figure out what their pronouns are. Last but not least, if you are a Walmart worker, good news, there is a chance that a raise is coming your way soon.
Congratulations.
Wouldn't you like to get yourself a raise, Walmart workers?
Listen, Walmart is doing what a lot of businesses are doing when it comes to trying to find workers, and it's getting tougher and tougher.
Mm-hmm.
You go, still going into restaurants where they're, well, those tables aren't open. It happened to me a couple of weeks ago. Wanted to sit out in this outside area. Lovely day.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably about 10 tables outside. There's one table with a family. And I said, could I, you know, have one of those tables outside? No, we only have one worker, and they're working inside but going and taking care of them. We don't have anybody to take care of the outside. And I was like, you got a beautiful day and no servers that can walk outside and take orders. Okay. Walmart realizes it's getting difficult to get workers and keep workers.
Mm-hmm.
So here comes some pay raises.
They're raising starting wages to between $14 and $19 an hour, which we've always said, by the way, that the free market would take care of this. You know, folks are like, I can't believe minimum wage is still $7.25 an hour. Who's making $7.25 an hour? You have got to really be an unskilled fop to be only making $7.25 an hour, because anybody who's got any kind of skill whatsoever is making $14 or $15 or $16 an hour. Go down to Buc-ee's. They're paying premium fees for you to work there, and they're always looking for people. There's lots of jobs out there. All you have to do is go knock on a door and be willing to work and actually show up and do what you're supposed
and
to
work,
do.
And work, you know, work hard, be consistent.
Yeah.
And that's the problem right now.
Deal breaker.
Yeah, that's it. 3,000 workers, they said, at these stores will get raises. The average pay, about $17.50 an hour. That's pretty good for Walmart. Come
not,
on, think about
too
that.
$17.50 an hour.
And I understand things are, with inflation in the economy, is expensive.
What are you doing, Steve? Are you looking up that resume
on
Walmart?
Don't.
No, stay here. We want you to stay.
Well, I'm going to need a raise then.
Ixnay on the $17.50.
let's change the subject.
a good tip for you, by the way, the next time you run across one of those situations where they, or you can't sit outside. Do you know who I am?
Didn't even
do that. Works
that
every time.
It always goes well. It never fails. Work Trucks is downtown, 2324 3rd Avenue South. They are a great place to pick up your next pre-owned top-quality work truck. If you are looking for one as a business owner, something for delivery, something to get your workers around, something to pick up and deliver people, these are the folks that you need to see, because they scour the country. They bring them in from all over the place, 125-point inspection, and they pass it, of course, obviously. And then, you know, they go on the lot at a great low price. You'd be as surprised at how low some of the miles are on these vehicles. And many of them still have factory warranties. If not, you can get an extended warranty. You can trade. You can finance. Every size, every shape, every make, every model, and the nicest people you could ever hope to deal with, they're not in the business of collecting trucks. They want to move these trucks off the lot. That's why you're going to get a great deal. Stop by and see them or visit them online, worktrucks.com, or visit them downtown, 2324 3rd Avenue South, where they are all about trucks.
After 8 o'clock, Dixon and Vining, Valerie Vining and Richard Dixon, you guys, 545-9950, that's how you can call us, that's how you can text us. I've got eyeballs on that situation on I-65 northbound. I know a lot of you are stuck in this traffic and you're like, wow, where's this wreck? I-65 northbound, just before the Valleydale Road exit Two lanes are open, and I'm looking at a tow truck that's about to haul a vehicle off and a couple of police officers. So I think we're getting close to that clearing up. So if you're stuck in it, it's backed up way past 119 exit and almost to past Pelham and Alabaster. So if you're in that, just know your situation is going to improve here pretty soon. I hope that is the case. Write this number down, and I know a lot of you guys listen, your mom, your wife, maybe even your daughters. Make sure that they're getting their annual mammogram and remind them that you love them and you want them around a long time. And if you get this preventative test, odds are if they happen to have breast cancer, they can battle this and beat it if it's detected early. And that's what mammograms are all about. It's about saving lives. So tell the ones you know, go get your mammogram. 544-2828 is the number for Camellia Women's Imaging. It's right there on the Valleydale Road exit, as a matter of fact, between 65 and 31. A beautiful standalone facility, and Dr. Monica Tataria created this so that you could get in, get out, and also know the results of the mammogram before you leave her office. It is a wonderful process. You'll love her staff, and you'll love how this is all done. Give them a call today. Schedule that mammogram and get it done every year that you need to at Camellia Women's Imaging. 544-2828 and online, almammogram.com. What you got there, Richard? Is that one of those Oscar Mayer
wiener whistle? Yeah.
Where'd you find that?
I found it back here.
I don't know where that thing's been.
I have no idea whose mouth this has been in, but the next person should fear me more than I fear.
Yes, they should. Isn't that cute?
Promise you.
Thank you for the whistle.
Yes, indeedy. Let's talk to Joe in Birmingham. Joe, you're on Talk 99.5 with Dixon Devine. What's on your mind, man?
Just wanted to let you know how ridiculous this whole system is in terms of documents and how they can be transported and delivered. Mm. When I was in the military, and it wasn't long ago, I received a secret document at the house. When I got home from work and saw it, I freaked out because I knew the impact on me. Therefore, I immediately got it to a safe, to a secret safe at the military location. Here's the point. It was delivered by U.S. mail in a red secret jacket.
Oh, my gosh.
You got to love that. U.S. mail's good enough. Don't worry about it.
Exactly. So, I mean, that's the real world. That's what goes on. Somebody stupid at one location puts it in the mail and sends it.
Yeah. Yeah. All it takes is one stupid person. And by the way, you know, we discussed this earlier. Why things are classified remains something of a mystery. The government is classification happy. They love to classify stuff like crazy. And it was pointed out, like when Joe Biden went to the border, before he made that trip, all of the contents of that trip, everything in his itinerary, qualified as classified. After the trip was over, everybody knew where he had been. We all watched it on TV. We got the news. You listen to it here. You know the trips, the stops he made, El Paso, the wall, all that stuff. Guess what? That document is still classified. They didn't declassify it after that. It still has the classification markings. So when we talk about, oh, there's all these classified documents, they may be nothing. We don't know. They may be nuclear secrets. We don't know that either. What was in yours? Tell us the truth. We're curious. What was in your...
It was part of a...
I could tell you, but I'd have
scenario.
To kill you.
It was a real world world time scenario. And I can't tell you what it was, but it was military related and it was real.
Mm-hmm.
But I will tell you that having been in government service, the Peter principle exists today.
No question.
It's alive and well. And Richard, you can of course explain what the Peter principle is.
Zero question. I appreciate it. Thank you, Joe. Yeah. Peter principle says that someone will rise to the level of their incompetency. You're good at this job? Well, let's kick you upstairs. Oh, you're terrible at that job. All right, there you stay. Like, really? We're just going to keep you in this job that you're terrible at?
We've all experienced that.
Kick them back down again.
Yeah.
And it doesn't work that way. Everybody rises to the level of their own incompetency.
I want to pass this along before we get to a break because this is important. School officials at Mortimer Jordan High School tell us that classes have been canceled for the day. There's some kind of incident that has happened on campus. First responders are currently at the school. We don't have any other details, but we'll see if we can find out more about this. Again, Mortimer Jordan High School in Kimberly, all classes canceled for the day because of some incident that happened there.
All righty then. Mm-hmm. Good to know. Aqua Systems Water, best water on earth. If you're sick of the hardness, the chemicals, the harshness, you know, that chlorine can be overwhelming. Sometimes it comes out of your shower head, smells like bleach. You don't need that. What you need is Aqua Systems water. It gets all that stuff out with a whole home system. Your cooking tastes better. The water cleans better. It cleans you better. It cleans your clothes better. It's easier on your washing machine, your water heater, your dishwasher, everything. There's nothing that's not better about Aqua Systems water. Call today for a free water test. 383-3999. IWantGreatWater.com.
Our paths may never cross again.
It is 8:31. Good morning to you. Dixon and Vining rolling along. It is a little bit wet out there this morning, but we should be drying out here pretty soon with that weather that has moved
not fast
to Georgia.
Enough for me.
65 northbound at Valleydale Road. You're in the clear. I know you may still be in some backed up traffic, but about 4 minutes ago, the tow trucks and police officers moved on. The road is open and clear right there at that Valleydale exit, 65 northbound. So, again, if you're stuck in some of that traffic and it's backed up, you should be moving and rolling right along pretty quickly. If there is a plumbing issue at your home, things probably aren't rolling too well for you. If you've had this ever happen at your house, maybe a water heater, maybe it's a toilet that's running, maybe there's water flowing from somewhere, and you're like, I need a plumber, and I need a plumber fast. Well, don't just call any plumber. Call the professionals at Benjamin Franklin Plumbing right here in Birmingham to help you out, and available 24 hours a day, because you know what? If water's going to flow, it's going to flow when it's ready, and 24 hours a day, that may mean in the middle of the night you need a plumber. Benjamin Franklin Plumbing is who you want to call. They don't charge you any extra fees because it's after hours or the weekend or a holiday, and that's why you will love them just like I do. 205-982-7775. If it's the flapper in your toilet or a complete bathroom or kitchen renovation, these are your guys. Call them today. Benjamin Franklin Club is just $15 a month, too. Enjoy that service agreement. It gives you great peace of mind. 982-775 online. Get in touch with them at BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com.
We gave away Stevie Nicks tickets an hour ago, and you did not win them. You did not. Well, one person did. One of you won them. Everyone else, not so much. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Excited about it. She'll be here on April the 5th. These are win them before you can buy them tickets. And Friday, we'll have them tomorrow and Friday. Then Friday, if you don't win them, then you can go ahead and purchase your Stevie Nicks tickets.
Exactly. We do also have another big event going on at the BJCC. Looking forward to this one. As soon as Steve looks up so I can point in, we go, yeah, that's what we're looking
for. To the BJCC. Voted the one event you need to attend before you die. It's the World of Wills.
Wills.
Catch incredible exhibits that show you how to execute an executor, make a bust-proof trust, benefit beneficiaries, bet your assets, put your bequests to rest, and most important of all, screw over annoying relatives, like bequesting your Taylor Swift tickets to the cat. The World of Wills. Meet actual Wills.
Will Wheaton.
Will Smith.
Will Ferrell.
Will Arnett. Jimmy J.J. Goodtimes. Dynamite Walker.
Okay, he's not a Will, but he was available and
will be there. Enter a drawing to get an incredible prize. Second place gets a complete Will worked up by Chuck Davis. First prize gets an egg. The World of Wills. You must go to this event if it's the last thing you do.
Man, oh man, an egg. That sounds like a pretty good
deal. I'll take it. Yeah, those eggs are expensive.
That egg. Count
Please.
Me in, baby. Count me in. There is no World of Wills, obviously. That was a John Bell bit. Thank you, John. We appreciate you. Bellsinthebatfree.com. Bellsinthebatfree.com. I think just batfree.com is a place you can go to find more of his stuff if you're so inclined. The World of Wheels, on the other hand, is taking place when? February 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Yeah, February 3rd, 4th, and 5th.
That's a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday for the World of Wheels. And you can win a family four-pack of tickets and another grand prize, and it's very, very simple.
Can you only take your family? If you win a four-pack,
I think the rule is you have to take your family.
It has to be a blood relative.
Yeah, so you can just pretend whoever it is you're with, you're all family.
If not, you'll have to marry them. It's the only thing you can do at that point.
Right.
To make them family.
Yes.
It's going to be a good time, man. You text WHEELS to 545-9950, and we'll do a drawing on that. coming up when? Later this week? Beginning of next week? Something like
that. A little closer to, probably do it on the 1st or 2nd of February. We'll let you know about that as we get
like
closer.
It.
Yeah, Wheels to 545-9950. That's all you got to do. Tell us your first name.
Wheels.
What city you live in. And then we'll reach out to the winner a little closer to World of Wheels.
Most excellent. Very much looking forward to it. Ran across a meme that said, I don't understand people who cook at home. If I had a bad day, I'm stopping to pick up food on the way home. If I had a good day, I'm stopping to pick up food on the way home to celebrate. If I made my own lunch, I'm stopping to pick up food on the way home because I already saved money on lunch. I know people who live this way. I know people who...
They eat out every day?
90% of their dining is done from a restaurant. And I can't help but think, how does the budget handle
work out
that? How do you make that happen?
I think about that. During the week, I cook. I lunch, it's at home.
Yeah.
Dinner in the evening, I fix something, whatever it is. And occasionally we'll go out, and that's usually on a Saturday or a Friday night or something like that. But the last time I went out, I was like, how much?
Yeah.
For the, you know, the family? I'm like, how much?
Yeah.
It's expensive. And I didn't go into any place that was super fancy.
I think a lot of these people are doing, like, just fast food, drive-through, Chick-fil-A type stuff.
Like 15 bucks or so.
Yeah.
That starts adding up, too.
It does. It does indeed. There was a time when you could get a full meal and a beverage for $5. Now it's getting to be more like 10, sometimes 12.
Sometimes 20.
Depending on where you are. Yeah, yeah.
If you're a big eater, you might be spending 20 bucks
for it. You're not going to get out of a Five Guys for less than 20 bucks per person. You may as well just accept that fact. As soon as you walk through the door, you've dropped $20. And as long as you're, you know, as long as I know what I'm getting into, I'm okay with it. But this concept of doing it all the time, every day,
I don't know what they're doing for a living. I'm not sure I could do that
every single day. I can't make a burger as good as even Hamburger Heaven, much less Five Guys. They're fairly similar, and I like them both. But I can't make a burger as good as either of those two guys. But I still like my burgers. They're still good. So I'll still make them at home before I will go out to one of those places because the cost is minuscule compared to what it would run to go do it over there. How, if you eat out every day, explain how you're pulling this off. Where are you cutting corners? Is it medical insurance?
Oh,
is it car payments?
Goodness.
Wait,
no,
is it car insurance? Where are you cutting corners that you can afford to eat out every single day, at least one meal? I don't understand how it's happening. I need
you're
guidance.
Looking if you're looking at $15 a day, 5 days a week.
Yeah.
Okay, so what are we at? $75?
Woo!
Something like that?
That would be
$300
a month.
$300 a month on fast food.
I could not do it. I could not do it.
I like fast food as much as the other person.
Yeah.
Part of why I'm not doing is because I'm trying to eat healthier and better and less. And, you know, you can't do that a lot when you're eating fast food.
No.
So
I mean, I'm with you on that, and I pretend that I'm that way all the time.
No.
Even though I'm not.
Certain times of the year,
I'm that way all the time.
Right.
But, I mean, there's somebody out there that's regularly swinging through Zaxby's or Guthrie's or Dairy Queen or, you know,
Jack's
Taco
or
Bell.
Or
and I love to read about this stuff. I love to talk about this stuff, but I don't eat most of the stuff we discuss here. I've never had a Mexican pizza from Taco Bell, ever. I have no idea what they taste like.
Let's go, Richard. You and I should do that together because I haven't either.
No.
I'll buy.
Not today.
Why not?
Because we're trying to lose weight, remember?
I forgot. We're talking food again.
We want to fit into all of our clothes, Valerie. Yeah. Once we get to that point.
I'm ready for some Taco Bell.
Not me, man. The more success I have,
the more you want to stay with it. And that's why they say stick with something for 21 days.
Yeah.
Because you'll begin to say, you know what? I really do feel better. I don't feel all bloated and heavy and
sleeping better.
Right.
I've got more energy. Everything that I'm doing is improved as a result of this. So, yeah. It's one of those deals. I've never been able to figure it out because I know when I exercise, when I get done exercising, I'm going to feel great.
Mm-hmm.
I understand it. Yet somehow talking myself into the walk with the dogs on a nice day, I've decided it's got to be 60 or above. I'm not taking the dogs for a walk. Not even 59. I'm not playing that game. There has to be a cutoff. 60 is the cutoff.
Hey, dogs
for me.
Are not going. It's 59.
No. And they understand
we got to get
that.
1 degree warmer.
They actually look at the thermometer and they go, never mind. We're not going. We can tell. They know.
But it does feel you're invigorated after that walk.
Exactly.
You're like, I'm so glad I did that.
But I have to talk myself into doing that. I have to talk myself into getting on the exercise bike. I have to talk myself into doing the free weight lifting that I know makes me feel better. I feel like $1 million today. I did all these things yesterday. Now, strangely enough, if you put a glass of, I don't know, vodka and orange juice in front of me, I know that's going to make me feel better. I don't have to talk myself into drinking it.
No, you do not.
Strangely enough, I'll put that right down. Huh.
The exercise thing is a phenomenon because you can find 1,000 excuses not to do it.
Yes.
I mean, oh, I've got too much. I've got work to do. I can't. I've got to cook. I don't have time for that. Make time for it.
Yeah.
Because it does. It really makes you feel so much better.
It improves your mood. It gives you energy. You're just a better, happier person overall if you get a little bit of a workout in. I'm preaching that now. Talk to me in 6 months.
Talk to me later today. Be like, I'm trying to talk myself out of it again.
Of course.
Don't do it, Valerie. Get out there.
Give me a good reason.
Come on.
Not to
chop,
get involved.
Chop, chop. Get
in
to
this.
The gym.
Thanks, but no thanks. If you are suffering from joint pain, maybe back pain, maybe hip pain, elbow or knees, you know, any of these reasons why you can't exercise, advanced regenerative medicine may just be for you. QC Kinetics is the leader in advanced regenerative medicine with unique protocols using healing agents from your own body to target your aching joints. If you got shoulder pain, hip pain, arthritis pain, lingering pain from an injury, you don't need to get the operation. At least don't do it until you've checked with QC Kinetics to find out whether or not you're a good candidate. No steroids, no pain pills, no downtime. If it works for you, and you got to go and get the free consultation to find out whether or not it works for you. This is the future of joint pain management. And it's right here in Birmingham and in Tuscaloosa. 205-686-1941. 205-686-1941. Give them a call. They've got appointments for as soon as next week. QC Kinetics, 205-686-1941. You will not regret it. 8:43, back in a moment.
How can you see into my eyes like open doors?
Talk 99.5, talk99.5.com. About 12 minutes before 9 o'clock, we're glad that you are listening with us. We've got some tragic news involving a school that many are familiar with, and we'll get into that in just a second and give you some more details about it. I want to tell you about my good friend John Lanius and what he and his family have in Warrior, Alabama, just off Highway 31. It is an incredible furniture store that has so many different things that you will love. I have I texted him. I said, this may be the year, John, maybe making a move, and you've got a dining room table that I saw that I want so badly. So this could be it. If you need to furnish your whole home, or maybe you just need a couple of items, living room furniture, dining room furniture, they have mattresses. John also has patio furniture, and he's also known for having the largest selection of Lazy Boys, over 1,000 Lazy Boys in stock. And who doesn't love sitting in a Lazy Boy in the living room watching your favorite show or your favorite sporting event, whatever it might be? Go get one today, see what it's all about, and enjoy what Lanius Furniture has for you. Highway 31 in Warrior. Go by and see him or find him online to get more details. LaniusFurnitureCompany.com.
More details on what happened up in Kimberly at that school. What is the name of that school?
Mortimer Jordan High School.
It seemed like you wouldn't be able to forget that. Mortimer Jordan. That's a name that would stick right out there. Mm-hmm. Apparently, a teacher died. Also, a bus driver. Teacher also drove a bus, apparently. And it was... there's some question as to exactly how, but it could have been a heart attack or it could have been an actual accident. Either way, not good.
Yeah, it's not good, and it may involve two buses. Oof. So we don't know if it was health-related or the accident happened and then the other thing happened. Either way, they have canceled all classes, of course, at that school for today, and we're thinking about the family of that teacher / bus driver, and of course all the students and faculty that are there. What a horrific day this is for them.
True story. But hey, kids get a day off, so there you go. You guys enjoy your Wednesday. 8:51, and we got texts. Tom says, Valerie, the best thing at Taco Bell is the cheesy gordita.
Is it?
You ever had a cheesy gordita?
I think I've eaten at Taco Bell one time in my entire life.
Your entire life?
Really.
One time?
Yep. Because I'm a Taco Casa person.
Oh, well, that makes sense.
I went to the University of Alabama. Taco Casa was there. And so when I think of that, Taco Casa is
still one
go-to.
Just up the road sorry from us here. Guys. They closed the one on 280, but there's still one.
The one in Wildwood is there.
Yeah, still one in Wildwood.
How do I know that? Because I go there.
Yeah. I've never been to Taco Casa. How about that? Can you believe that?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we go to Taco Casa once, and then we go to Taco Bell once.
What are we doing here? So we're gaining all our weight
no,
back.
No, no,
thanks,
no.
Richard.
After we lose all the weight.
Oh, okay.
And a little five-pound cushion. You got to give yourself that cushion.
We got to go.
Is that before
further?
Or after she eats the entire bag of Oreos?
The whole bag of Oreos is dessert after the Taco Casa.
Ah, I got it.
That's
you're right,
the plan.
Steve.
We're working on this.
Yeah, talking about that new flavor of Oreos.
Yeah, don't
you
get
can't
yourself
stop
into
at
that.
One Oreo. No
I've
way.
Never had a cheesy gordita in my life. I order pretty much the same thing. I get the quesadilla. I like the soft taco chicken, preferably. Occasionally, I get the nachos Bel Grande. Mm. And I like those grilled stuffed things. Whatever
grilled
they may be,
things.
The grilled stuffed
what's
burritos.
What's in the stuff? Oh, burrito.
Well, they'll put all kinds of. They'll put beef in there. They'll put cheese in there. They'll put chicken in there. Sometimes they get little crunchy like Fritos in there and stuff like that. Mm. Yeah, I enjoy those. It's Taco Bell is very much a sometimes thing. It's probably out of all the fast food restaurants that I have been to, it is the one I have been to the least because it is a few and far between visit place. But I've always enjoyed it. Every time I go there, it's always like, oh, I should come here more often. And then I don't.
Yeah, that's how that works.
Yep.
You find we just have such a huge array of different places you can go. Especially
yeah.
in Birmingham, when you talk about restaurants, even beyond fast food restaurants.
Well, of course, beyond fast food restaurants, then you start
the options here are just incredible.
The really good stuff, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm starting to find more and more local mom-and-pop pizza places that I'm really enjoying.
Mm-hmm.
Not now, of course, but overall. So, you know, we are blessed. We have a better restaurant scene here, literally, than there is in Atlanta.
And you think about the awards, the James Beard Award that gets given away. And
it's another one of those deals. It's like American Idol. People go, it's unfair. That state has far too many of this.
Look,
you know, how is it possible?
We have singers that win American Idol. We've got chefs that get the James Beard Award. We've got great football teams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, come on, our beaches, you can't beat those.
Our schools are number 53 in the nation.
All
right. So
well, I wasn't going to go down that road.
Yeah, baby. Yes,
Richard.
Indeedy.
There are some things we can improve.
Got a fire in Moody nobody can put out. But other than that,
they're
things
working
are going
on it.
Great
they are
here.
Working on it.
Yes, indeed.
Stay on the positive track with me.
Oh, right.
You?
Sorry, the positive track.
Get back over here.
I apologize. Yes, we do have great football teams and Auburn. So, you know, there's...
And we're starting to get some really good basketball teams.
Oh, unbelievable.
I mean, come on. Look at what's happening with basketball.
Yeah,
this
Auburn
season.
Is tearing it up, man. They've won three in a row in the SEC. Very impressive. Alabama is
doing, killing it.
I would be shocked if Alabama doesn't make a run for the title this year. I think they're Final Four material at the very least. At the very least.
I think that they could get there.
As long as they don't peak early.
And as long as we don't have any other problems with players, hint, hint, hello. Good gracious.
Wait until the postseason before you start shooting people on the strip, okay? What's wrong with you people?
It's awful. That part is awful.
J&K Excavation in Holly wants to fix your muddy road, your muddy driveway, your gravel. Get rid of all that nastiness and asphalt that puppy over. You don't have to fight with that prehistoric footpath you've been calling a driveway. The thing with all the ruts and the mud and the nastiness. You get that asphalt in, and it makes all the difference in the world. It improves the value of your property, improves the look, the feel. Suddenly, your vehicle's no longer having problems getting to and from your home. Your suspension is no longer at risk. J&K Excavation and Hauling, 983-2001, 983-2001. They also do site prep, and they will deliver almost anything. Give them a call.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing to say.
Congratulations.
Feels
we're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.
The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen. The Rolling Stone Music Now podcast gets inside the biggest stories with Rolling Stone senior writer Brian Hyatt.
Now here is my conversation with Jacob Knoll. Your story is an amazing one, and obviously you lost your dad when you're only 1 year old.
It was definitely a screwy way to grow up. I think that a lot of people never heard of who I am, and then they see me join this band, and they must think this kid must have just been handed everything, or nepotism kid. It's a gift that I have an opportunity to sing in such a big band like my father and my uncle's band, Sublime.
Rolling Stone Music Now, wherever you listen. Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.